Today we're talking about going on an internship in Google.
So let's talk about that vid. Everybody, welcome to the show. This is VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you for listening to ICRT. This is brought to you by VoiceTube, and I am your host, JR, right here. Sitting next to me is my co-host.
Hi, y'all. My name is Ray.
Hey,
welcome
Ray.
To our show.
How's it been going this week?
I'm good. I'm pretty good.
I've been waiting to get back here on the air with everybody because I'm excited every time I'm here.
Yeah, VidTalk is the show to go.
And we get a lot of responses from the people who listen to the show. Thank you very much, by the way.
Yeah, and we do have responses today too, right, that we need to respond to.
Exactly.
But before we start, again, what is VidTalk?
Okay, VidTalk, literally, it's video talk. We talk about videos that are circulating the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are viral, that are very popular.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it differs week to week, and it depends on you to vote for them.
Actually. That's right. The video today was chosen last week by you guys, right? You guys chose this video. And not only are we going to show you and talk to you about videos, we're going to teach you the English phrases and usages in said videos.
That's right. 所以呢，我们每一个礼拜呢，会选出一个在网络上正当红的影片，然后呢，不仅是聊聊里面的内容呢，也会教到你里面的英文单字和片语， right?
That is correct. And we are also issuing challenges.
That's right. We issue a challenge every single week, every Monday night. We ask you to go to our website, which is voicetube.com/radio, and you can actually record your sentences, the usages of the English that we teach you in each episode. So today, after the show, we want you and we challenge you to go to our website. Once again, that's voicetube.com/radio and record your message.
So this is voicetube.com/radio. 然后 radio 到这个网站的话呢，可以录制你对于我们节目这个的回应。我们每个礼拜都会有挑战给你们，那你们可以用我们教英文的内容来去做一些录音的回应。那回应的话呢，你就有机会在 ICRT 上面听到自己的声音哦。
That's right, and you can also choose the video for next Monday. So guess which video was voted for today?
Okay, so today our video is actually about a very interesting topic. A company actually, it's something you've definitely heard of. It's called Google.
Ah, Google. Let's Google it. A lot of Google products that are out there, right?
Yeah, everybody knows about Google. The video talks about being an intern, going on an internship at that Google company. And it's called the Googleplex.
The Google
Plex? Yeah, the Plex. Google Complex.
Oh, so that's their nest.
Yeah, that's that.
their headquarters.
Like their lair? Well, their nest, yeah. Their complex, their company grounds.
What should we call our office? Like the voice tube?
Voice tube plex? Okay, but internship. Let's talk about the fact of being on internships first. JR, have you ever been on an internship before?
I have actually, as a matter of fact. I was a international business major. And during my sophomore year, I went to a bank for an internship.
Okay. What did you take away from that internship?
I made up my mind to never work in the bank industry again.
Wait, that's the only thing you took away? That's the only thing you learned?
Because it was, to me at that time, it was boring. It was kind of boring. But okay. I do believe there are some fun parts in the industry that I was not engaged in. They assigned me to customer service. I was at the service counter for 2 months during my summer vacation. I was a sophomore. Back then, it was summer vacation. I applied for the job and they took me. So I was working at the service counter every day. I would meet all kinds of people, which was kind of fun to some degree. One day though, they held a drill.
Like a fire drill?
Drill is like 演习, right?
Right.
Oh, they held a robbery
drill. Oh, a robbery. Oh, because it's a bank.
Yeah.
So robbery drills.
A robbery drill. A 防墙演习.
Okay.
So I was there, and guess what they made me? They gave me a role in this play.
They made you a robber? Really?
They made me the robber. So I was like the robber, 我是那个抢匪, and they gave me a helmet. Like all the robbers do in Taiwan. They put on these helmets.
Yeah.
Like 全罩安全帽. And they gave me a starting pistol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one that, those that you use at a race.
Right, right. Yeah.
And the other intern, his name was Vincent. He was from National Taiwan University, a very smart kid. When it comes to smartness, there's no competition. Like, he's the smart kid. But when it comes to acting, it's my play.
Yeah, it's your spot. It's the time to shine.
I walked in the bank, and I stuck up my gun, and I pointed it at the ceiling, uh-huh. and I fired it. It was so loud, everybody got startled. Uh-huh. Like, bang! And I was like, beep, 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 beep. Bad language. Don't move, this is a stick up. And then I looked back and I saw Vincent, the other intern. He was laughing so bad outside of the bank while he was supposed to be in with me. Uh-huh. So I looked back at him and I said, beep, Vincent, get the beep in here.
That must be a fun experience.
And I jumped on the counter and I pointed my gun at them and I said, give me all your money before you die. It was really, really fun. And after that, they said it was the most realistic drill ever.
Wow.
Ever to date. Period. The best.
I wish I had an internship story like that to tell. I've never been in an internship before.
Oh, really? You haven't?
But we do have a lot of interns here at VoiceTube too.
Oh, right, but
we
right,
don't
right.
do any drills or anything like that here.
We should.
We do have a lot of work here assigned to our interns, and mm-hmm. they do learn a lot from...
Like, what kind of assignments do they have?
So, we have VoiceTube. It's a website that hosts English videos for education, right? We also have a blog. So mm-hmm. the interns here, they will think about topics or mm-hmm. subjects that's interesting and related to English. Then they'll write about it.
Oh, because they're still students. They're still in touch with the younger generation.
Yeah.
They can provide actually a lot of good ideas for VoiceTube. So I think we can make a conclusion right here is that don't be afraid just because you're an intern. That you might sound like a rookie.
Yeah.
Because you can actually bring a lot of impact and influence to the company.
Yeah, like robbing all their money.
Exactly. The most realistic robbery drill ever.
Okay, but today we're not talking about any random intern. We're talking about internship in Google. Speaking of Google, what Google products do you use, JR?
I definitely use Gmail every day.
Yeah, Gmail, right.
Gmail is
the email system.
The best email system I've been using so far.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Gmail, what else do we have?
I definitely use Google Map as well.
Google Maps.
When you're driving, it comes in handy. Yeah.
And Google Docs.
Google Docs, that's right.
And what else? Google Translate, Google Ads.
Google Search Engine, of course.
Google Drive.
Yeah. Very, very convenient. But what Google products do you not use?
I can't think of... Oh, yeah. I thought of one. Yeah. Google Plus. I don't use...
When you have Facebook, there's no room for Google Plus.
Yeah, we're sorry, Google, but, you know, Google Plus is really not a thing.
It's not viral yet.
Yet,
that's what we can say.
Yeah, because Facebook is just so prominent, especially here in Taiwan.
Right.
It's seldom people that I see use
But you
Google
never
Plus.
Know. There might be one day that Google Plus might surpass Facebook. Because, in the past, the biggest platform would probably be MSN.
Or MySpace.
Yeah, but now those are all history now.
Yeah. So Google, it's definitely a big country. Not a country. whoa, hold on. A big company.
And what have you been eating for dinner today, Ray?
a good company with a lot of influence. And so let's talk about some facts. This company was founded in 1998 by Larry Page.
It's that young?
Yeah.
It's that young?
Yeah. It's founded in 1998 by Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
Brin? Sergey Brin. That's how the French would say it.
Right. Anyway, Larry and Sergey. So Larry and Sergey, they founded Google in 1998, and its initial public offering was in 2004.
2004. Okay. 2004. That makes sense. Mm.
And do you know what their unofficial slogan is for Google?
Unofficial slogan?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. Do you know?
Yeah. Their unofficial slogan is... Don't be evil.
Don't be evil. I'm starting to like the company already.
Yeah. So that's the spirit they put into every product they design. Mm. Every product they develop, they want it to be friendly to the people. They want it to be useful, not in a bad way or in a I'm taking advantage of you way, but more of you will like this product as much as we do.
So does that mean that they like sort of put emphasis on business ethics?
I guess.
Is it more of like being friendly to your users?
I think the user part is definitely there, but for the suppliers, I'm not sure. Because everybody's mean to their suppliers.
Yeah, everybody's mean to their suppliers.
What I like about Google is really how they reach out to us users and how they're really young and creative.
Right.
So you know they have all these kinds of Easter eggs、mm-hmm. on Google, and then they do April Fool jokes、mm-hmm. every year. Do you know what they did、this year?
What did they pull off?
It's past now, but I'm not sure if you can access it now. But if you went on to Google Maps on April 1st、uh-huh. this year, 2015, you can actually play Pac-Man on Google Maps.
Really?
Yeah, you know those yellow little...mouse yeah, yeah, that goes yeah, around yeah, yeah. chased by ghosts those, eating dots.
Those were popular in like the 80s, 90s,
yeah, yeah,
80s,
yeah.
90s.
Yeah. And last year, what they did was they made Google Maps into a Pokemon Center, and you can become a Pokemon Master if you go around the Google Map.
Collect all your monsters
yeah,
on
and collect
Google
Map. Your Pokemons. That is so fun.
Well, what I do know about Google is I don't know about them very much, but I've seen this movie before. It's called The Internship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it has Owen Wilson,、
mm-hmm.
Vince Vaughn,、
mm-hmm.
实习大叔 that's the title of the movie. It's,、uh-huh. it's hilarious. It's talking about these two mid-aged guys,、uh-huh. and they applied for the internship at Google.
Okay.
And they were like the oldest people there, and it was just hilarious. You got to check it out.
实习
大叔 like、the internship.
Yeah, so that is also what the video is about,、our topic video today.
So if you're interested, you can check out the video and find out how it's like to be an intern at Google. 想要了解看看在 Google 当实习生的感觉是什么呢? You can check out that video.Or the movie The Internship.
Yeah.
All right, go to our website right now before we hit a short break here. It's voicetube.com/radio, and you can check out the video right there. 如果想要看影片的话呢, go to our website, which is
voicetube.com/radio. 到我们的网站就可以观看我们刚刚所讨论的这个在 Google 当实习生的这个影片。
Right. Log on there and check it out. We're going to hit this short break, but when we're back, it's time to teach you some English within this clip.
See you in a bit.
Hey, and welcome back to the VidTalk Show. I'm JR, and sitting next to me is Ray.
I am Ray. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
And this is the part of the show where we teach you some very come in handy English within the video.
没错。我们这边进入到英语教学的时间。所以这边的话，我们会选择在影片里面出现的五个单字或者是片语。那我们会首先先播放影片里面的声音，然后给你们这个中文的翻译。
Right.
然后接下来的话呢，我们会、稍微讲一下，讲解一下这个英文要怎么样使用，然后还有可能有一些同义字啊，或者是一些特别需要解释的地方。然后最后的话呢，还会用可能用这个单字或者片语来造个句。
Right. So once again, if you want to see the video, it's voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio 就可以看到这个影片。我们现在马上就来讲这个部分了。Okay. So let's shoot.
Okay. Our first sentence of the day is.
The atmosphere around Google is definitely very eccentric, but also very academic.
在 Google 的气氛确实很特别，但是也充满学术气息。
The atmosphere around Google is definitely very eccentric, but also very academic.
所以 the atmosphere around Google 在 Google 的气氛 is definitely very eccentric. 的确很特别，很古怪，
特立独行。
But also very academic.但是也充满学术气息。
That's right. In replacement of eccentric, you can also say peculiar,、
mm-hmm.
queer, strange, weird, odd, or bizarre.
Wow, that's a lot of words.
Yeah.
就是都在讲奇怪嘛，特别奇怪的感觉。所以 eccentric 它这个字其实，我觉得它的感觉比较有一种没有那么负面。它其实可能比较像是那种天才型的古怪的感觉
，right right， 对，
比起 strange 或者是 weird，、
mm-hmm.
所以 eccentric 这个字还蛮特别的，
mm-hmm.
而且这个字也要稍微注意一下它的发音哦，因为它有两个 c， 所以它是 eccentric， 就像是 accept 不是 accept， 是 accept， right？ So eccentric is eccentric。So, JR, can you make a sentence with eccentric?
Well, I was just thinking about this, and this morning while we were in the office, I saw our boss,
uh-huh.
Richard.
Uh-huh.
And I would say our founder, the founder of VoiceTube, is an eccentric engineer with a good idea.
Okay, so, you know.
Because he always has a very eccentric, peculiar hairdo.
So, you know, we're talking about VoiceTube, the 创办人他是一个很特别的一个 engineer, 一个工程师。对，但是他呢是 he came up with a good idea of VoiceTube, right? 他有一个很好的主意，所以开创了 VoiceTube 这个公司。
而且他的发型也很特立独行。
Okay, let's move on to our next sentence before we get fired. Our next sentence is...
At Google, I was extremely excited to start at work.
在 Google, 我每天开工时都超级兴奋。
At Google, I'm extremely excited to start at work.
这边我们要教大家的是 extremely， 所以 at Google 在 Google， 我每天开工时都超兴奋，所以 I'm extremely excited to start at work。这边要教大家的是这个很极端的这个形容词
extremely,
right?
And you can replace extremely with its equivalents are incredibly,
incredibly,
I'm incredibly happy,、mm-hmm. remarkably,
remarkably,、
okay. utterly.And immensely.
Immensely.
There's a lot of words, but we're just gonna mention these.
Yeah, 就是形容很极端的，因为我们台湾人可能会讲说，我好开心哦，就是 I'm very happy, I'm very 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 happy.
超开心，
就是只会讲 very 的，把 very 叠，就是它的那个程度。
对对对对对。
所以我们可以代换成像这些的 extremely, incredibly, remarkably. So how do you feel right now, JR?
I would say I'm incredibly, I'm extremely, I'm utterly sleepy right now. Because I had a late meeting till 12 at midnight last night, so I'm really tired.
Tired right now.
Extremely tired right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of which, I am extremely hungry right now.
Should we grab a bite?
Yeah, I think we should take a break. Like,
take a break right now. Let's just play some music, and we'll be back in 10 minutes.
I was just kidding. Okay. So, extremely. 那下次在形容极度的事情的时候，可以试试看使用这个字哦。Okay, let's go on to our next sentence of the day.
And our next sentence is...
The fact that I'm not is an illustration of how much responsibility is given to us as interns across the board.
我不是从底层开始就可以证明当做 Google 实习生会被交付多么多的责任。
The fact that I'm not is an illustration of how much responsibility is given to us as interns across the board.
我不是从底层开始 The fact that I'm not 就可以证明 is an illustration of...Google 实习生会被交付多么多的责任 How much responsibility is given to us as interns? 这边我们要稍微了解一下前面在讲的是什么，因为这个受访者他是说，在 Google 工作，他其实不是从底层开始，就算他是一个实习生，他其实是跟整个 team 一起在合作的。所以 the fact that I'm not 在讲的这个 not 就是他并不是从底层开始在 Google 工作的这件事情，是什么的证明呢？是Google 实习生会被交付多么多责任的这个证明，所以这边的 is an illustration of 就是证明。
That's right, and you can always replace it with a very simple way of bringing this up is a good example of. So if I were going to replace the sentence with this phrase instead, the fact that I'm not is a good example of how much responsibility is given to us as interns across the board.
Okay, and if we were to make a sentence, I'd say.The way JR and I interact on air is not an illustration of how we would talk off air.
Really? You've been cheating me all along? I feel hurt.
No, we're not actually friends. We don't actually talk
off air. We don't talk off air. We're just pretending. I hate Ray.
That's all I pretend. No, we're just kidding.
We're fooling around.
Okay, so next sentence coming right up.
And every intern that I've seen come on has just exuded googliness.
我看到的每个实习生都散发出 Google 的气息。
Every intern that I've seen come on has just exuded googliness.
Googliness, 对，所以every intern that I've seen come on, 我看到的每个实习生 has just exuded. Exuded 是散发出的意思。散发出什么？
Googliness. It's not actually a word, right?
Yeah, it's not actually a word. It's like playing around with the suffix.
Right, 玩文字，有点在玩文字游戏那种感觉。
后面加上 N-E-S-S 变成是一个名词嘛。
Right.
所以 googly 就是 Google 的嘛。所以 googliness,、Google 的什么东西的气息的感觉。
That's right.
那还有什么东西是后面加 ness 的？
Well, there's a lot. Like lovely, you can say his loveliness.
Loveliness.
When you're lonely, a lot of people use this word. I don't know
loneliness,
why, but
yeah.
loneliness.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Loneliness.
And friendly.
Friendliness.
Right, friendliness. Right. So, vid-talk?
Vid-talk? No, that won't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work all the time, though. Yeah. 所以其实在这个影片里面还要讲到另外一个是在 Google 工作的人，你知道他们叫什么？他们叫 Googler.
A Googler, it's just like, if you come from New York, you're a New Yorker,
right,
you're Taipei, a Taipeier.
VoiceTuber. VoiceTuber, right.
That's a new word we just
made
up.
Yeah.
Like Snap.
That's
a
very good
You guys are all VoiceTubers now.
Yeah, and VidTalkers.
And VidTalkers.
And we're make-uppers.
That doesn't sound good.
Okay, 好那我们继续往下看下一个句子。
One thing that all the interns definitely have in common is passion and motivation to get these things done.
所有 Google 实习生的共同点就是把事情完成的热情跟动力。
The one thing that all the interns definitely have in common is passion and motivation to get these things done.
所有 Google 实习生的共同点 ,the one thing that all interns have in common, 就是把事情完成的热情跟动力 is what is the passion, 热情跟动力 ,motivation to get these things done, 把事情完成。所以这边我们要看的是、have in common。这个是什么意思
？Have in common 有什么共通点？有什么共通点
？Right. So we would say, we have a lot in common. We have nothing in common. Or do we have anything in common?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make a sentence of that, JR?
What do Ray and I have in common? No idea.
No, you should read the script. I said in the script, I have a lot of common with Ray. You should say that.
He's making me follow the script. I have a lot in common with Ray.
Yeah, he's definitely forced there. Okay, so
I know. We have one thing in common.
What?
Humor.
Okay. I can accept that. Common 这边其实有会跟一些其他的字一起使用，比如说common room, common ground, common mistake.
Right.
所以 common 这边就是可能共同的啊，然后、一致的
common sense.
Like common sense, right?
Common sense 啊，就是你有没有 sense 啊？你有没有常识啊？
常识，对啊。
所以你骂人的时候可以说 you have no common sense， 对、yeah. 没常识的人。
If you like our show.We hope that you will participate in our challenges. Please go to voicetube.com/radio to respond to our challenges.
Yeah, we have the podcast here. So if you just hopped in halfway, didn't get to finish the show, it's okay. You can always listen to it again on our website, voicetube.com/radio. Listen to our podcast. You can also look for the video that we're talking about today、mm-hmm. as being an intern at Google. It sounds fun. Check out the video on our website too.And there is, of course, the content of the lesson for today.、Get up all right there and leave your response message to us. We would be more than glad to get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, so let's listen to the responses that we've got from last week's show.
Right, last week we talked about Apple Watch, right?
Yeah, the Apple Watch. The
Why
revolutionary.
Apple Watch cost $10,000. 好，那我们来听一下上个礼拜的听众在我们上次的节目，我们讲到有关 Apple Watch， 我们教了一些相关的字，那看看他们是怎么样用这个字造句的。我们来听听看他们的句子。
This is from our listener Leo.
iPhone is a revolutionary product that many people want to have. Its groundbreaking feature is that it allows you to show off. Actually, I think almost nothing sets iPhone apart from other brands of phones.
哇，一次吧。三个句子都讲完了。
He's a very diligent student.
他讲了三个，用三个嘛。第一个 revolutionary， 第二个 groundbreaking， 第三个 set something apart from something.
There's three sentences in this one.、The first two are okay. The last one, I don't know if you're trying to mock them. If you are,
对，那第前面两个句子是使用正确的，对。那第三个有点不太对，对不对？第三个
有一点点，我不知道是不是他故意要这个反讽一下 Apple， 还是他是不小心用错。
好。我们看一下，第一个是 iPhone 是一个很革命性的产品，很多人都想要有 iPhone。
Yeah, iPhone is a revolutionary product that many people want to have.
好，第二句，它最突破性的一个功能是它可以让你炫耀。
Its groundbreaking feature is that it allows you to show off. Show off 就是炫耀的意思。
然后最后一句，我觉得呢 ，iPhone 跟其他手机呢没有任何差别。
because he says, I think almost nothing.Nothing sets iPhone apart from other brands. 就是说他们之间没有什么差别，所以我们就不知道说你是故意的呢。如果是故意的话呢，你其实英文用得非常好。
所以这边应该是说 I think there's a lot that sets iPhone apart from other
brands. Or I think everything sets the Apple iPhone apart from
other brands of phones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 这样才对的。But a very good sentence.
Very good sentence.
A lot of words. I think just responding to this one response is enough today. He used like three words already.
Yeah, yeah. But we still have one more.
Yeah, we still have one more. So let's listen to this sentence.
And this is from Jay.
My net worth is over $10 trillion.
好，他的录音是 My net worth is over $10 trillion.
He's very confident. he's probably David Beckham or somebody.
他说他的身价超过十兆 10兆台币。Please send us your info. We would like to get in touch with you.
Yeah, exactly. We would love to work with you.
Yeah, would you like to work with us? Okay, that's a good sentence though. Net worth 就是身价的意思。
Right.
Okay, 所以这就是今天我们看的两个使用者的录音。So do go to our website, voicetube.com/radio to leave your response for our challenges today, and you'll get your chance to be on air on ICRT here on VidTalk.
On voicetube.com/ 就是斜线 radio RADIO voicetube.com/radio leave your message and you just might be on ICRT next Monday.
That's right. Okay, that's about
it for today. Let's call it a day. That's another thing you can learn. Let's call it a day and we will see you next Monday.
Right, next Monday at the same time, 8 to 8:30 right here on ICRT VidTalk.
That's right. God bless you all. Peace.
See ya. Thank you.